response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Congressman Ryan McKenzie of Pennsylvania, and we've been following his journey from the campaign trail now to serving in Congress. Mr. McKenzie becomes Congressman McKenzie, new baby, the wife. I don't know if there's a dog, but they're, you know, going back and forth, commuting back and forth. And I love the story of watching somebody who serves Pennsylvania, then runs for Congress, wins in this battleground state of Pennsylvania during a huge historic election. So it's fun to follow your pathway.
Did we get a third row in the SUV yet?
Yes.
Or have we bought a minivan?
Yes, that's good. That's a good one, Dan. Congressman Ryan McKenzie, thanks for being here this morning.
Don, it is great to be back, and I need to let you know that there is a rescue dog named Ruckus, and he lives up to his name. So, yeah, there are four of us in that car, and it was pointed out that we need a third row in the SUV, and that is correct, because I have a small SUV no longer fully accommodates all of us, so we might have to get an upgrade here at some point.
Oh, my gosh. The Ruckus, what kind of rescue dog is he?
What kind? He's a hound dog. We rescued him from down in Georgia, and we love the guy. He's awesome. And playfully, you know, yes. A ruckus. But the name fits. It's good.
Is this like a once-a-week thing that you're loading everything into the car and, like, going back and forth?
You got it. That is the general schedule. You load up on Sundays, head down, and then we're in session typically until Thursday. And so then you come back home for events in the district, and then you turn right back around and do it again. But, you know, the key is two things that you have to plan around. Not only rush hour traffic, you have to avoid that, but then also baby nap time. If you can make sure that the baby's sleeping, that rides a whole lot easier.
I love it. We have to, you know, we need a film crew.
Not things you think about.
You know, GoPros in the SUV. We could probably get a huge SUV sponsored. And just do like a whole documentary, it might be kind of fascinating.
Is Ryan open to a reality show? I don't know.
Yeah, right? I mean, I have to tell you, Don, if you do it correctly, though, the music's off in the car, it's super quiet, the baby's sleeping, like, there's not much of a show there, if you do it correctly.
Yes.
But
I hear it. So look, I always look at your social media and say, what are you working on? You had one post that you were talking about the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Why are you talking about them, and what are you working on right now as we think about, you know, getting to work, being positive, and really it's a proof of performance. So when we think about that, what are you talking about here with IPVM, which is the Bethlehem based security analysis company that you were talking about? But can you take us through why you're putting that out on social media, Congressman?
Absolutely. So as a member of Foreign Affairs and Homeland Security, two committees where we talk about the safety and security of America's interests around the world, it is very clear that China and the CCP are one of our biggest threats. And internationally, it's you know, far and away the country that has the most activity and level of involvement against our interests. And so what we saw here was a case where a Lehigh Valley company that actually, they're, you know, akin to a Consumer Reports, but they highlight in this instance the deficiencies of cybersecurity with Chinese-made products. And they have it on their website where you can go and some of these Chinese video cameras that people put around their homes and sometimes even, unfortunately, in their homes, they can have extreme vulnerabilities that not only the public can access those cameras from the internet, but the CCP can certainly access as well. And then if those cameras are put in any kind of sensitive location, they can be using a backdoor to get in and see that information or see what's going on at that location. So a critical vulnerability that they exposed. and they brought about this transparency. The CCP did not like that level of accountability and transparency that was being shined on them. And so they actually sanctioned the company and the people who work there, again, a business right here in the Lehigh Valley, to try to shut them down, control that flow of information to their people, certainly, but also around the world. And so we think it's just very important that as we are going about looking at our threats and challenges from adversaries and countries that want to do us harm, that we be very clear-eyed about the threats that we face. And sometimes it's going to require diplomatic or, economic challenges. In this instance, you know, this is an information challenge. Again, they're trying to shut down the free flow of information about their nefarious activities. So we wanted to highlight what was going on here and make sure that, that people around the world are aware of their what kind of activities they're involved in.
And so, and that's just it. You know, I think that we sometimes as Americans, we get distracted by maybe the Hollywood stories or the more salacious stories or even some JFK files, you know, that we're talking about that's kind of in some ways old news. But this is something that I don't think, Congressman Representative Brian McKenzie, I don't think this is making as big news as it should. And that is this, it's really an escalation, if you will. I mean, this is a situation where China pushes back on a company that you're talking about that you visited, where they're not only pushing back on them, but it's because they're being exposed. And I think a lot of people don't realize that.
And what I would say is this, you know, particularly with the case of China, we have not gotten to the point where there is one major incident or escalation, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But what you see is that it is a pattern of chipping away at people's rights and trying to infringe on our freedoms and our security here in the United States all over the place. As has been publicly reported, they've gained access to our telecom networks, all of our major telecom networks. In the past, they have taken all of personal data and information from government employees through a personnel hack. They have planted malware in our electricity grid and our electric system. All of those things are, you know, ticking time bombs, so to speak, because at any point they could utilize or try to leverage those things. And they may do it in a sense of all at once, really trying to create some kind of level of chaos here in the United States. So I think we have to be aware of these little instances that are going on along the way, because I think they do paint a bigger picture for us.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. Along those lines, just your reaction to some of the headlines this morning. So we're seeing in real time a ton of headlines, but one of them being talking about local colleges being sanctioned. One of the big stories here in Philadelphia, UPenn, and reacting to the situation with the Trump administration pausing the $175 million in funding to UPenn over some of those controversial policies. I always just ask, because that's one of the stories, the headlines, if you have a reaction to that.
Yeah, I think it is long overdue that these universities be held accountable for their actions and what they allow to go on their campuses. Because if they are going to be the recipients of federal funding, they should recognize that the federal government has a say. And in November, the people spoke very loudly, very clearly in electing Donald Trump to crack down on these kind of liberal activities. And the public is with us. I mean, when it comes to transgender athletes and women's sports, that's an 80-20 issue where people agree that that is not right. It's not fair to those girls who are playing those sports. It's not even safe. But yet you have these liberal institutions trying to continue this activity. And so, again, there should be consequences. There should be investigations and potentially then ultimately repercussions around their funding. And so I'm glad to see that the administration is actually starting to hold some of these institutions accountable.
When we look at the House of Representatives right now, you are, I imagine by now you've settled in, you're working very long hours and everything going on all at once in your life. And as you focus in on the committees that you're on the job, where do you see yourself as far as your skill set? Where, which committees you've, and I know they're all important and you're on some huge committees, but can you talk about that from an insider's view? In other words, not the politics of it, but what you feel personally that you, as you know, 7th District Congressman serving Pennsylvania, but serving the country as well, your focus, your mindset, as you say, this is where I can make a difference in America, not to be corny and or hokey, but where you're honing in here, Congressman, and where your fight, your next fight, your next job lies.
It's a great question. I always say that I campaigned on, and I'm going to continue to focus on three things, which are improving the economic well-being for working families and everybody. Second is securing our southern border. And third is ending the chaos around the world. My committee assignments allow me to do that. We're going to be working on border security as a part of reconciliation. We're working with the Trump administration as they carry out our foreign policy to try to end some of this chaos. But what I can personally do and focus on, and I think it's really important, you do have to focus because there are so many issues that go on at the federal government level. But my background and experience is in workforce and workforce development, workforce protections. And so grateful that our leadership has appointed me as the subcommittee chairman under the Education and Workforce Committee as the subcommittee chair for workforce protections. And so that relates to things like workers' compensation, FMLA and leave time, wage and hour issues, E-Verify even. And so as a state representative, I had two issues that I was passionate about and I get to continue to work on in this space. One is trying to encourage businesses to expand paid maternity leave. And the reason for that is because if we want people in our workforce, especially women, we need to find ways to make sure that they can have children, do that successfully, and then ultimately, if they choose, go back to work. And so that is something that is very difficult in today's economic climate, even for two working family and two income households. So we need to try to figure out ways to encourage businesses to further offer that. And I have legislation that would expand a tax credit if they're offering paid maternity leave so that the business gets, you know, some kind of repayment for allowing somebody to be out on paid maternity leave. The second issue is, that I'm going to continue to work on is cracking down on the use of illegal labor. And we have seen the detriment that that's had for employees all across our country, where they're competing against illegal immigrants and substandard wages. And so we need to crack down on that behavior. I passed legislation on that front as well at the state level. But both of these legislative agenda items are state and federal issues. So that's where having that experience at the state level, I can make an immediate impact as the subcommittee chair on those issues. And that's what I'm going to be focused on, trying to help workers and working families all across Pennsylvania and the country make sure that they have a better economic outlook ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, you relate to it because you and your wife, I mean, your wife just had the baby. And so you relate to that, of course. I will say this, and actually Dan Borowski and I had a debate about this, because on one hand, it's fantastic that, you know, you have more people who can get the maternity leave. I just always say, hey, wait a minute, not for nothing, but, you know, I had these big baby boys, they were 9-pounders. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, maybe we should add for women, I don't know, something more of a tax credit because you actually gave birth. It's a physical thing. Nothing against the guys, you know, to have time to help out with the baby, but it is different.
Absolutely. There's no doubt. And again, we need to make sure that we're supporting women who want to be in the workforce in and around the time that they're having children. And we want to make sure that that option is theirs to for the choosing. And so right now, I know lots of folks who them and their families have opted that they're the mother who has the child isn't going to go back to work because they either don't have that maternity leave, or once they do have their child, the cost of childcare is so prohibitive that they say, hey, why would I work 40 hours a week, be away from my child for some small amount of marginal take-home pay after I deduct my cost of childcare. So these are the challenges that people are facing and families are facing today. But we want people to, if they choose, to be able to grow their family and have more children. But at the same time, the reality of today is that so many families are two income households. Yeah. And if you don't have that, it really makes things hard to meet at the end of the day. So we're just trying to make sure that we can bring that affordability back to raising a family. And so, again, I have legislation to expand the tax credit so that businesses are offering that paid leave.
Nice.
And also a tax credit incentive program for offsetting the cost of child care. I'm not saying it's going to be the be-all, end-all solution here, but I think it would go a long way in helping people with the affordability problem of raising children.
Yeah, Congressman Ryan McKenzie, you're always gracious with your time. We love checking in on you. So thank you so much to you, to your family, to your rescue dog, Ruckus. You know, we want to see more pictures of Ruckus. I'm just saying.
we'll make sure to get some up. He's a fan favorite. We'll make sure to get some more up.
Aw. Congressman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Don. Always great to be here.
Oh, absolutely. You're a favorite for sure.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.